9. Jonah Bologna. We walk for over an hour. The frog hops onto Jonah's scrawny shoulder, passing the time by doing push-ups. He counts to 100, takes a break, and starts again. I can probably do 10 push-ups, maybe 11 max, in a day. I wish I had someone to carry me on his shoulder. The branches on the forest floor keep scraping my ankles. At least I'm wearing shoes, unlike my brother. I try to give him mine, but he says walking in 2 big flip-flops is even harder than being barefoot. The sun lowers in the sky, and my watch says it's 1:30 at home. "There it is!" Jonah exclaims. He points at the castle looming right in front of us in a huge clearing in the forest.
"And it does have a wall," Frederick says from where he's sitting on Jonah's shoulder. "Throw me! Throw me!"
We walk closer to the wall that surrounds the palace, careful to stay behind a block of trees. The wall is dark brown and kind of rough instead of smooth stone like castle walls usually are. I squint to see better. Oh, it's wood. I guess that's what happens when your kingdom has lots of huge trees. The wood has carvings of birds etched into it. Right in the center of the wall is an arched opening. To the side of the opening is a guard. He is round, bald, and fast asleep in a rocking chair. He's wearing a gold uniform with an insignia of 3 different kinds of birds on his chest. Inscribed above the birds is the word Birdopolis. Birdopolis. Maybe that's the name of the kingdom. That would explain the bird etchings, and there sure are a lot of birds around here.
"He looks comfortable," Jonah comments.
The guard lets out a snore, and his double chin wiggles against his chest.
"Good," I whisper. "Nobody wake him."
I glance over at Prince, who's busy chasing a white butterfly in circles.
"Prince, remember to be very quiet."
Prince stops and looks at me. Not a woof, not a ruff. Then he goes back to chasing the butterfly. Good boy.
See that, horrible princess? Prince is a good dog. "Let's move around to the side," I say, "so we'll be out of sight."
We move over to the left side of the wall. No arched openings or sleeping guards, just a lot of wood. Frederick looks at my brother with his big frog eyes.
"Do it here," he says. "Throw me against this wall."
Jonah's face lights up again.
"Will do," he says.
He scoops up the frog.
"Should I throw you super fast?"
"Whatever it takes," Frederick mutters.
"Here goes,"
Jonah says, winding his arm back with Frederick cupped in his hand. But just before he lets go, he freezes, his eye catching on something in the distance.
"Hey, there's the carriage I saw when I was up in the tree."
He points a few feet away. A horse-drawn carriage, a fancy black one, is stopped on the path behind some giant trees. There's a driver there, but he's too far away for me to see him clearly. The driver seems to notice we're watching him. He cracks the reins on the horse and gallops away.
"He definitely saw us," Jonah says. "Is he going to tell the guards on us? Do you think he's security?"
"Well, he's driving away from the palace, so I guess not," I point out.
"Forget all that," Frederick yelps. "I have an appointment with this wall. Throw me!"
Jonah pulls his arm back, and Frederick once again goes flying through the air. Slam! His froggy body hits the wall with a thud. I wince. Poor Frederick! But was being thrown against the wall worth it? Is he about to turn into a prince? I hold my breath, and nada. No prince. Frederick the frog slides down the wall to the ground with a splat.
"Arrgh, I'm still a frog, aren't I?"
Frederick croaks. He sounds miserable. He's probably getting scared he'll never change back. "Sorry," I tell him, "still a frog." Frederick sighs and hops over to us. Then he snaps a bug into his mouth with his tongue.
"Disgusting,"
he says. I think about how many bugs and other insects Frederick has to have eaten since he became a frog.
I bet you can't wait to be human again and have a burger.
With fries, not flies, Jonah adds.
I laugh.
Do you know I ate frog legs once? Jonah asks.
Uh-oh.
You what?
Screams a horrified Frederick.
It's true,
Jonah says, clearly not catching the stop-talking look I'm shooting him.
We went to a French restaurant for our dad's birthday, and he ordered an appetizer of frog legs. Remember, Abby? We tried them. Both of us did.
It was before I knew you, I tell Frederick apologetically.
They tasted like chicken, Jonah exclaims.
He's right. They did taste like chicken.
I think I'm going to throw up,
Frederick moans.
We won't eat your legs, I say. Or your arms. We won't eat any part of you. We promise.
Frederick crosses his arms over his chest and clucks his tongue.
Let's focus on making you human again, I say, trying to change the subject.
Maybe we should try a wall inside the castle, Jonah suggests. Maybe the wall has to be an actual palace wall.
And risk running into the Princess Cassandra, I ask. No way. She's evil. Who knows what she'll do if she catches us?
Maybe she'll throw Frederick against the wall and that will change him back?
No.
If you have better ideas, feel free to share them, Jonah says.
Well, there are other versions of the story, I say, thinking out loud, besides the throwing and the kissing.
Like what?
Frederick asks. I bite my lip. This is going to be worse than the frog legs conversation.
Well, there's the one where the princess chops off the frog's head and then he turns into a prince, I say, all in a rush.
Frederick's eyes almost pop out of his head.
I do not wish to try that one.
Jonah snort laughs.
I wouldn't either.
It's a little risky, I admit. Okay, we should skip it.
Are there any versions that don't require an axe?
Frederick asks with a gulp.
Yes, I say. There's one where the frog falls asleep on the princess's pillow, and when she wakes him, he's a human prince again.
That doesn't sound too painful,
Frederick says. Then he yawns.
It actually sounds quite pleasant, and I could use a nap. I've been leaping around all day. You have no idea how exhausting being an amphibian is.
But how are we going to get Princess Cassandra's pillow?
Jonah asks.
We have to go inside the castle for that.
I pout. Why would I want to ever lay eyes on that horrible princess again after what she said and did to me? She left me in a well, knee-deep in water, smelly water. She's worse than Brandon the Bully, and that's really bad.
We have to,
Frederick echoes.
We need a princess's pillow, and we're right in front of a castle where a princess lives. 1 + 1 = 2.
I stomp my foot. I hate that we have to go in.
I can go alone,
Frederick says.
No way. It's our responsibility to help you. I just hate that we need that meanie's pillow.
I stomp my foot again.
Don't be crabby, Abby,
Jonah says. I narrow my eyes. Didn't I tell you not to call me that? He bats his eyelashes innocently.
You did?
Frederick snorts.
Crabby, Abby?
No one's allowed to call me that. Now you're really sounding like a crab, Ab, Jonah says.
I stick out my tongue. Would you like it if I called you Jonah Bologna? He cracks up.
Jonah Bologna? Yes, I would like it if you called me Jonah Bologna. I would like to eat some Jonah Bologna. It sounds delicious. Can I put ketchup on it?
Why didn't I see that coming? Of course Jonah would want to be called Jonah Bologna.
Never mind. I turn my back to him.
we hear a voice. A girl's voice coming from behind the wall. "I'm leaving again," she calls out. "Taking my horse. See you in the morning. Not that anyone's listening."
It's Princess Cassandra.
"Hide," I whisper to the others. "We don't want her to see us." Frederick hops onto Jonah's shoulder. We press our backs against the wall, out of sight. I kneel down and hold a squirming prince in my arms. Who knows what would happen if Prince ran over to her? "Morton, are you napping again? Great security we have here," the princess mutters sarcastically as she rides off on her horse. Morton the guard snores. He readjusts to a comfortable position before falling back asleep. We wait until we're sure the princess is gone and Morton is really in dreamland. Then we all let out a big sigh of relief. I release Prince and get to my feet.
"This is perfect,"
Frederick says, hopping off Jonah's shoulder and onto the ground. His big eyes are lighting up.
"Now we know for sure that the princess isn't home. Let's get on to her pillow."
"Yeah," Jonah says, "and when we're in the palace, we should try throwing Frederick against a wall, too, since we'll be in there anyway." I ruffle my brother's hair. "You really do like the throwing part."
"You should try it. It's fun."
I shudder. I don't think I can. Throwing a cute little frog at a wall? No way. I can't even imagine throwing Brandon the Bully at a wall. Okay, maybe I can.
"Can we go already?"
Frederick asks, leaping from frog foot to frog foot.
"We're wasting time."
He's right. We have to keep moving.
"Follow me," I say, motioning to Jonah and Frederick.
"Quiet, Prince," I remind the dog. Then on my tiptoes, I walk right past the sleeping guard's chair. Only a few more steps and we'll be inside the palace grounds.
"Worst guard ever," Jonah whispers from behind me.
"Shush," I whisper back.
Okay,
Jonah says as quietly as he can. Then he tiptoes past the snoozing guard and through the opening. Frederick takes a flying leap right inside. Prince very quietly pads through next.
"We're all in,"